Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. NSYNC. Yeah, do you remember NSYNC?
Oh, and I remember NSYNC, yes.
You know
them. Bye.
That's exactly them. NSYNC announced that they're about to tour the world again.
What? They're making a comeback.
However, Justin Timberlake does not want to be part of it.
He doesn't need to be part of it, does he? Really?
Well, he doesn't need to be. He became an even bigger star since NSYNC. Massive star. He's a world global star. So NSYNC went online and they said, hey, listen, guys, the world, we're looking for a new singer for Justin Timberlake. We need a replacement. We need someone to step in to fill his shoes. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they've tried far and wide. Now, the good news for you and for Dino was that I managed to get some of the auditions. All right. Because a lot of people come forward saying, I want to be the new Justin Timberlake. Wow. Of course.
Yeah, sure.
One of the big surprises is this fella.
For you, I am not. Just another player in your team, not me. You may hate me. Ha ha ha. Bye.
Yeah, that is Yoda.
Yeah, wow.
Yoda gave it a go. I think it's Frank Oz. I think Frank Oz is doing an audition for NSYNC.
Well,
which
that's
is,
right. Well,
it's understandable.
Star Wars is drying up.
Dude, they're casting the net wide.
Yeah, well, really out to the galaxy and beyond.
Well, yeah, speaking of that, the
galaxy far, far away.
They've even gone all the way to Australia for this guy.
My name is Saul, son of Odin. I don't want to be a fool for you. I want to play with my hammer. I don't need you, so g'day, mate. I'm Chris Hemsworth.
All right, so he just didn't like that. Was a bit of a parody audition, was it? Because he was like,
yeah, he was. Yeah.
I don't need you either. I'm kind of up there with JT.
He didn't really care. Quite a surprise was when this guy arrived on the scene.
Luke, I don't want to be a fool for you. Just another player in your game for you. You may hate me, but Luke, I am your father. Bye.
Is there something we don't know about Star Wars? They finally wrapped that series up and they're all looking for work now.
Desperate for a gig, aren't they? Yeah,
well, you got to remember that Justin Timberlake's got his break through Disney. Disney now own Marvel. So obviously they want to keep it within the family.
That's fair.
I was quite surprised, though, when Post Malone stepped up and said, I'll audition.
I don't want to be a fool for you. Just another player in the game for two. You may hate me, but ain't no lie. Bye.
Yeah, he did a good job, didn't he?
Yeah.
I reckon he might get it, but you know, like I said, Justin Timberlake, he got his break on the Mickey Mouse Club many, many years ago.
Yeah, with Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera.
That's right. And Mickey himself, Mickey Mouse, has done an audition.
I don't want to be a fool for you, Pluto. No, just another player in your game for two, Pluto. Hey, Pluto. It's Mickey, Pluto.
Clearly, Pluto doesn't want to be involved.
Mickey Mouse says he's losing his cool there. He's about to really just—he's about to blow off his ears or something.
He could work though. He's got the dance moves.
Well, yeah,
he's got the moves. I believe it's going to be Post Malone. I think he might get the gig.
Your money's on Post. Yeah, who knows? Well, that's just a handful of the auditions, though.
There's so many.
So people want to be part of the NSYNC.
That's it. You know what to do.
Fingers crossed in 2023 that NSYNC tour swings through New South Wales.
You never know. Barry Showground. Could all happen.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Because I was actually in Sydney on set for a brand new ABC TV series.
We did miss you. Sorry, it was a delayed reaction.
Thank you.
I had to think about it and go, we did.
Oh, thanks for that.
So the auditions for ACA, that's not true.
What? A current affair? What? ACA?
Yeah, because Tracy Grimshaw is after...
Oh, current affair, right.
Yeah.
So, well, Tracy announced she's retiring. The next day you were gone. We joined the dots and come up with something wrong.
Imagine me as a journalist. Like, I can't even, you know, my grasp of the English language, like the basic English language is terrible. Imagine if I had to introduce people with, like, you know, colourful names.
Yeah.
It wouldn't work. No, actually, it's not to do with me. I'm not going to be on the silver screen anytime soon, but my daughter will be. So my five-year-old Arwen is being cast in a TV series for ABC. And so I was up on set as the stage mum for a couple of days.
Wow.
And can I just say, the cast and crew for this series are amazing. They're amazing with her because she's the baby on the set. So they're just, everyone's so welcoming. Like, they all love her. She's cruising around the place like she owns the place. And they're also supportive, which is really nice because she's been spending a fair bit of time up there. My husband and I have just been tag teaming.
Yeah.
But it's nice to know that everyone's looking after her. One thing that surprised me was how many people go into making this something. This is a TV series, but they're like, we're talking like 30 or 40 people actually behind the cameras putting everything together. You've got your wardrobe people, not just one, there's three of them. You've got the director, first director, second director, third director. You've got a lady whose job it is to just sit there and watch everything and make sure there's continuity. So if someone scratches their nose or picks up a cup, she will remind them what they've done and to make sure that everything flows. Because they do so many different takes from every angle. You do the same take over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
So the days are long. They're long if you're working there. They're longer if you're a stage bum, let me tell you. Because there's a lot of downtime where they'll shoot something and they go, okay, cut, we're going to move the camera angles around and stuff like that. And then the five-year-old gets bored. So it was my job to entertain her. I've never played so much Barbies in my life. And I played a lot of Barbies in primary school, but over the last 48 hours, I think I played like about at least a good a solid 6 hours of Barbie.
And you can't say no.
That's full on.
Because you can't upset the star.
No, that's right. She's the star. I'm actually one of her employees. So our roles were reversed. For the first time in her life, I needed to do what she said just to keep her happy. And because there's a lot of downtime and I just, you know, you got to keep her quiet, especially if they're shooting stuff that she's not involved in. But I think the first day was definitely the hardest day because we were shooting scenes at a park. Now, we were at a park for 8 hours, okay? 8 hours we were at a park. I reckon for 7.5 hours solid, I was pushing her on a swing. It was hell.
The RSI,
I cannot lift my arms above my head.
Yeah.
It is tough. Stage mumming, I was driving home at like 11 o'clock last night and I rang my husband and I said, Tag, you're in.
No, you're a stage mum.
I've got work to do. You're the stage mum now. Get back into the frying pan.
Did you not hire, like, if they had all that staff, could you not have hired one of them as a nanny?
Well, she's actually got her own nurse that is with her all the time, because if she's a child and that's part of the law, she has to have somebody with her all the time.
Shambaroo will never be the same to her again.
Oh, you know, that's right.
It's got to go to her head. You got to watch that,
She's
all right?
got her own trailer, so she's probably going to come home after this whole experience and go,
with a tattoo.
Where's my trailer? Yeah, where's my nanny? Where's my food? Where's my Barbies? Snap, snap, mum, take me to the park.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Optimism, it's all about, looking towards the future and being very positive about it.
Yes.
Having a positive frame of mind is an important thing, I reckon.
It really is.
It is. It cheers you up. It makes you feel good.
Cups are full.
My wife, Eileen, is a very positive person.
That's good.
I have to say. And sometimes when I'm not positive, she lifts me up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's amazing. It's an amazing feeling. Jarvis turned 17. My oldest son turned 17 the other day. And I witnessed firsthand that optimistic, that sort of, you know, fruitful sort of zest for life from my wife.
Oh, nice. Can you share?
Yeah, I can share. So we were out in the garden and Eileen said, let's all get a photograph to show, you know, how Jarvis has grown up. He's a giant. He's a big tall fella now.
He's got really tall.
Yeah, he's like...
taller than you.
Oh, he's way taller than me. He can see my ball patch. He knows exactly where... I've never seen it, but he can see it. No, he knows where it is. So we went out into the garden. We got a photograph. Beautiful picture. It was a selfie, Eileen, myself, and Jarvis. And Eileen got a little emoji thing and it said, happy 17th birthday, and put it on. And we were just about to post it. And then this was the moment when I went, she's a positive sort of person, you know. she drew a little arrow pointing to Jarvis as the 17-year-old. And I was like, you know, you're a positive person when you want to identify on the photograph between the three people that are there. Which one is the 17-year-old? You have Eileen and I standing there, you know, in the prime of our life.
Yes.
In, you know, but
17 plus.
But just
plus,
in case anyone was in any sort of doubt, a little arrow to Jarvis about the 17-year-old, and I felt inspired. You know, after that, I was like, "Well, there you go. That's how you got to look at life."
My wife thinks that I look 18.
That's it. I mean, you know, God knows. Look, every time she sees me at bedtime, you know, she gets a glimpse and she says, "Yeah, you look 18 if you would just iron your body."
Yeah, that's right, and your face.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jade and Damien.
Worldwide. Weird.
Got a couple of weird stories for you. All right, straight away, let's go over to the US Open, Tennis Open. Two people have been evicted from the stands. You know why?
Why?
One was given a haircut to the other in the quarterfinal stand during the Kyrgios match. One of them decided, they obviously got in there, they had their scissors, they had their shaver, and went, well, you know what, this is a long game.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let's not waste it. Let's multitask.
Let's multitask.
I remember being at the Big Day Out when I was 18 and Red Hot Chili Peppers were on stage and the Foo Fighters as well, and a lady was sitting in front of me reading a book. Oh. And I was like, really? Like, really?
Was she the chaperone?
No, she was just a lady randomly sitting there reading a book.
Oh, for God. Well, wait, with two of the biggest rock acts playing there.
I know.
That's a bloody disgrace. That's all I can say.
It happens.
All right, what about this? Over in Nigeria, they've seized donkey penises because they were intended to be smuggled to Hong Kong.
Wow.
Poor donkeys.
That's one part of your body you do not want people to covet.
Why do people get ideas like this?
Well, because they think it's like, I think, for virility and stuff like that. Yeah. They don't have little blue pills in Nigeria, clearly.
But it's for Hong Kong.
Oh,
they're sending them to Hong Kong. The Hong Kongians want them.
Well, Hong Kongians. Well, I thought
a lot of guys are more than happy for their pecker to go on tour, but they kind of want it attached to them at the time.
Well, yeah, you really do. Do they what? Is that some new kind of form of plastic surgery? Because have you seen donkeys? And you've all heard the phrase, hung like a donkey.
Oh, I know, I've heard that. All right, last story. This is straight out of Nigeria. Mexico. Mexico City Marathon, they've discovered who it was who tried to get every runner drunk. All right, so late one night, somebody was leaving a bar, stumbled upon the street that was prepared for the marathon, and got to one of the water stations and started spiking all the drinks with rum, all the water with rum.
So like that person at the school disco that spikes the punch.
Exactly. So they found out who it is. There was a couple of Irish runners who were actually competing in it, and they have found the guy and given him an award.
Best here. Marathon ever.
Ever. It was so good.
Stopped for three kebabs.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
This is the Joke Off.
Joke Off is really, really simple. Jade has five hilarious gags. Damien has five equally hilarious gags.
I haven't done well lately.
No, you haven't.
No. I've been trying to have short, daggy jokes, but clearly they're not funny jokes.
Jade, I will laugh at your jokes today.
Oh, will you?
Okay, I will.
Okay.
They take it in turns. One joke apiece, and there can only be one winner as the funniest on the day.
Are you going to do one that you just had before first?
I am going to.
Are you?
It's rude,
isn't it?
Naughty,
yeah.
I'll do it second.
Okay, go.
All right, take it away. The Joke Off, you can check this out. Yes, at the 96.5 Wave FM Facebook page. We're doing this live on Facey.
Let's start nice and tame. What did the pirate say when he turned 80? I'm matey. And it sucks.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Aye, matey.
Yeah, no, I got it. It's terrible. That's good. Damien's off to a bad start.
All right.
Dear Math, I'm tired of finding your ex. Just move on, buddy. She's gone. Oh, my gosh.
What?
In Math, you're always looking for ex. What does X equal? Oh, God.
That is
like, honestly, when I have to spell it out, you guys are terrible.
I said I'd laugh, but I can't laugh at that.
I can't believe I'm doing this, but I think the pirate gag got up there. That was a steamer.
Oh.
The pirate, okay.
Just because you obviously weren't good at math. Everything you do in math, you're always trying to find X.
Stop complaining. Look, second question. I've never suffered from erectile dysfunction. Touch wood.
Do you want me to do a little bit of a naughty one?
Go do a naughty one. Counter my naughty with a naughty.
What does a perverted frog say? Rub it.
I like that one.
I like the frog. That's one apiece.
Yes.
One joke each.
All right, I got home to find a note from my missus on the fridge saying, it's not working. I've gone to my mother's. However, when I opened the fridge, the light went on and the beer was cold. What the hell was she talking about?
I've got a wife joke too. I'm going to see your wife joke, but I'm going to match it. Man and a wife were sitting at a table at her high school reunion, and she kept staring at a drunk man swigging his beer, and he's sitting alone at a nearby table. And her husband said, look, do you know him? She goes, yes. He was my old boyfriend. Look, I understand he talked to drinking right after we broke up. That was many years ago, and I hear he hasn't been sober since. My gosh, said the husband. Who would think a person could go on celebrating so long?
Oh, Not bad, not bad.
Okay. All right, Jade gets the win there. Yeah. So Jade is 2, Dino. Damo 1. We have 2 jokes to come.
Okay.
Okay, our neighbour's dog crapped in our garden, so my wife asked me to get a shovel and throw it over the fence. I don't know what that solved. We still have dog crap in the garden, and neighbour has our shovel.
I'm going to do one about shovels as well now. Oh, going to match it.
Okay. Hey, it better be as good.
I dig, you dig, we dig, he dig, she dig, they dig. It's not a beautiful poem, but it's very deep. Come on!
Damo gets that one. It is 2 each. We head on down to the 5th and final gag. Okay. Here comes the decider. You can check this out, by the way, if you've just joined us at the 96.5 Wave FM Facebook page.
A husband read an article to his wife about how many words women use a day. Uh-huh. And this is actual fact.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It said that women used 30,000 to men only using 15,000. So men only do 15,000. Mm-hmm. The wife replied, "The reason has to be because we have to repeat everything to men." The husband then turned to his wife and asked, "What?"
Right, nice.
All right, Jay, nice. Bring it home. The final gag on a Friday.
A child asked his mother, "How were people born?" And his mother replied, "Adam and Eve. They made babies and their babies grew up and made more babies and so on." The child then said, "But Dad says that people evolved from monkeys." And the mother replied, "Your dad was talking about his side of the family."
Come on, Dino.
Take the trophy, Jade. Close one this week. It's come down to the decider.
That is a
Hey, let us know your thoughts, Illawarra.
That is an injustice.
Let us know your thoughts on the gags. It's at the 96.5 Wave FM Facebook page right now. You can check out the video and pass your comments. And feel free to share those gags at work today as Jade picks up the world's greatest trophy.
Putting it on my side of the
desk. You're not allowed to be the judge anymore because she's the teacher's pet, and I know how it works around here. I know how it works.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind.
Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.